Hello, sweetie.
Hello, sweetie.
Please find
Please
somewhere
find
comfortable
somewhere
where you
comfortable
will
where
not be
you will not be
disturbed.
disturbed.
It's time to
It's
relax,
time to
princess,
relax,
and it's very
princess, and
important
it's
that
very
you are
important that you
comfortable
are
and will
comfortable
not be
and will not be
disturbed.
disturbed.
We are going to
We
take
are
a
going to
journey into
take
the
a
center
journey
of your
into the
mind, and
center
so
of your
you
mind,
need
and
to
so you need
relax.
to relax.
Just feel your
Just
mind
feel
and
your
body
mind
start
and
to
body start
relax,
to
to
relax,
slow
to
down,
slow
and
down,
to allow
and
my
to allow
words
my
to just
words
begin
to
to
just
penetrate
begin
your
to
mind.
penetrate
We
your
are going
mind.
to take
We
a
are going
journey
to
deep
take a journey
inside your
deep inside your
subconscious mind where
subconscious
your
mind
most
where your
secret
most
and
secret
deepest
and
desires
deepest
lay,
desires
the most
lay,
inner
the
part
most
of you
inner
that
part of
longs to
you
hear
that
my
longs
words,
to hear
and
my
even
words,
now
and
you can
even
start
now
to
you
feel
can
a
start to
sensation of
feel
your inner
sensation of
mind,
your inner
the
mind,
glowing ball
the
of
glowing
you,
ball of
longing
you,
to draw
longing
my
to
words
draw my
directly
words
into the center
directly
of
into
your
the center
being,
of your
your
being,
inner mind,
your inner
the
mind,
glowing
the
ball of
glowing
you,
ball
the
of you,
person who
the
you
person
truly
who
are
you truly
inside is
are
longing
inside
to hear
is
my
longing
words
to hear
and
my
knows
words
that
and
my
knows
words
that
will
my
give you the
words will give
confidence
you the
and
confidence
determination
and
to make the
determination
changes
to
in
make
your
the
life
changes
that
in
you
your life
deeply
that
and
you
truly
deeply
desire.
and truly
And
desire.
even as I
And
speak
even
and
as I
my words
speak and
drift
my words
around
drift
you,
around
already
you,
you can
already
seem
you
to
can
feel your
seem to
inner
feel
mind
your inner
opening up
mind
to my
opening
words
up
and
to my
drawing
words
them
and
into
drawing
the very
them
center
into the
of your
very center
being.
of your
Your
being. Your
subconscious mind
subconscious
already
mind
knows
already
exactly
knows
the changes
exactly
which
which
need
need
to
to
be
be
made
made
and
and
knows
knows
that
that
all
all
that
that
is
is
required
required
for
for
your
your
deepest
deepest
desires
desires
and
and
fantasies
fantasies
to
to
manifest
manifest
in
in
reality
reality
as
as
my
my
words
words
to
to
trigger
trigger
the
the
confidence
confidence
and
and
determination
determination
which
which
you
you
will
will
need
need
to
to
become
become
the
the
person,
person,
the
the
woman,
woman,
that
that
you
you
have
have
truly
truly
always
always
longed
longed
to
to
be.
be.
So
So
allow
allow
my
my
words
words
to
to
drift
drift
deeply
deeply
into
into
your
your
mind
mind
and
and
feel
feel
your
your
mind
mind
pulling
pulling
my
my
words
words
inside
inside
deep
deep
to
to
the
the
very
very
center
center
of
of
your
your
being.
being.
Feel
Feel
my
my
words
words
start
start
to
to
penetrate
penetrate
your
your
inner
inner
mind
mind
and
and
experience
experience
now
now
for
for
me,
me,
princess,
princess,
the
the
excitement
excitement
and
and
the
the
sheer
sheer
joy
joy
of
of
knowing
knowing
that
that
I
I
am
am
taking
taking
control
control
and
and
am
am
about
about
to
to
allow
allow
you
you
to
to
make
make
the
the
changes
changes
in
in
your
your
life
life
that
that
you
you
have
have
dreamed
dreamed
of
of
for
for
so
so
long.
long.
Yes,
Yes,
princess,
princess,
feel
feel
the
the
bliss
bliss
and
and
feel
feel
your
your
mind
mind
opening
opening
up
up
completely,
completely,
opening
opening
up
up
so
so
completely
completely
and
and
yearning,
yearning,
so
so
strongly
strongly
to
to
feel
feel
my
my
words
words
completely
completely
penetrate
penetrate
the
the
very
very
core
core
of
of
your
your
being.
being.
And
And
as
as
my
my
words
words
slip
slip
inside
inside
your
your
mind,
mind,
feel
feel
an
an
explosion
explosion
of
of
joy
joy
as
as
your
your
deepest
deepest
desires
desires
reach
reach
out
out
and
and
cling
cling
onto
onto
my
my
words,
words,
and
and
feel
feel
my
my
words
words
being
being
burned
burned
right
right
now
now
into
into
the
the
very
very
center
center
of
of
your
your
being.
being.
Hear
Hear
my
my
words
words
that
that
can
can
never
never
be
be
undone
undone
and
and
can
can
never
never
be
be
unheard.
unheard.
Feel
Feel
them
them
traveling
traveling
along
along
the
the
neural
neural
pathways
pathways
in
in
your
your
brain,
brain,
making
making
new
new
connections
connections
which
which
actually
actually
represent
represent
physical
physical
changes
changes
in
in
your
your
brain.
brain.
And
And
princess,
princess,
we
we
are
are
about
about
to
to
make
make
changes
changes
which
which
will
will
last
last
for
for
the
the
rest
rest
of
of
your
your
life
life
and
and
cannot
cannot
be
be
undone,
undone,
and
and
that
that
thought
thought
just
just
fills
fills
you
you
with
with
excitement
excitement
and
and
delight
delight
as
as
you
you
know
know
that
that
finally
finally
you
you
are
are
going
going
to
to
experience
experience
all
all
of
of
the
the
things
things
you
you
have
have
longed
longed
to
to
experience
experience
for
for
so
so
long.
long.
And
And
princess,
princess,
before
before
we
we
go
go
any
any
further,
further,
I
I
need
need
to
to
speak
speak
to
to
your
your
subconscious
subconscious
mind
mind
directly,
directly,
to
to
the
the
deepest
deepest
part
part
of
of
you.
you.
And
And
together
together
we
we
are
are
going
going
to
to
agree
agree
to
to
a
a
commitment
commitment
that
that
will
will
be
be
far
far
stronger
stronger
than
than
you
you
have
have
experienced
experienced
before.
before.
Yes,
Yes,
princess,
princess,
feel
feel
your
your
inner
inner
mind,
mind,
the
the
glowing
glowing
ball
ball
of
of
you
you
at
at
the
the
center
center
of
of
your
your
being.
being.
Agree
Agree
now
now
that
that
you
you
will
will
be
be
committed
committed
to
to
the
the
changes
changes
we
we
are
are
about
about
to
to
make
make
in
in
your
your
life.
life.
Feel
Feel
your
your
inner
inner
mind
mind
start
start
to
to
sparkle
sparkle
with
with
delight
delight
as
as
you
you
decide
decide
that
that
you
you
are
are
going
going
to
to
make
make
a
a
lifetime
lifetime
commitment
commitment
to
to
everything
everything
we
we
discuss
discuss
in
in
this
this
file,
file,
and
and
feel
feel
the
the
bliss
bliss
as
as
you
you
know,
know,
as
as
your
your
inner
inner
mind
mind
knows,
knows,
that
that
you
you
are
are
making
making
a
a
sacred
sacred
vow
vow
to
to
yourself
yourself
which
which
can
can
never
never
be
be
undone.
undone.
From
From
this
this
day
day
forward,
forward,
you
you
will
will
work
work
towards
towards
the
the
changes
changes
we
we
are
are
about
about
to
to
discuss,
discuss,
and
and
your
your
willing
willing
and
and
happy
happy
mind
mind
will
will
guide
guide
you
you
to
to
make
make
sure
sure
that
that
whatever
whatever
you
you
try
try
and
and
do,
do,
no
no
matter
matter
how
how
your
your
fears,
fears,
your
your
ego,
ego,
your
your
conscious
conscious
mind
mind
sometimes
sometimes
try
try
to
to
resist,
resist,
you
you
will
will
always
always
find
find
a
a
way
way
back
back
to
to
this
this
file
file
and
and
the
the
things
things
we
we
are
are
about
about
to
to
discuss.
discuss.
And
And
know,
know,
princess,
princess,
the
the
changes
changes
in
in
your
your
life,
life,
which
which
you
you
can
can
feel
feel
your
your
inner
inner
mind
mind
longing
longing
for
for
me
me
to
to
make,
make,
will
will
be
be
overwhelming
overwhelming
in
in
the
the
happiness
happiness
and
and
excitement
excitement
they
they
bring
bring
into
into
your
your
life.
life.
But
But
understand
understand
that
that
these
these
are
are
big
big
changes,
changes,
princess,
princess,
and
and
make
make
a
a
commitment
commitment
with
with
me
me
now
now
to
to
accept,
accept,
now
now
and
and
forever,
forever,
that
that
you
you
are
are
going
going
to
to
work
work
as
as
hard
hard
as
as
you
you
possibly
possibly
can
can
to
to
achieve
achieve
the
the
changes
changes
you
you
so
so
desire
desire
to
to
make
make
in
in
your
your
life.
life.
We
We
are
are
going
going
to
to
change
change
your
your
gender
gender
expression
expression
to
to
female
female
princess.
princess.
We
We
are
are
going
going
to
to
remove
remove
any
any
residual
residual
sexual
sexual
attraction
attraction
you
you
have
have
ever
ever
had
had
towards
towards
women.
women.
And
And
we
we
are
are
going
going
to
to
begin
begin
to
to
reorientate
reorientate
your
your
sexuality
sexuality
so
so
that
that
in
in
the
the
future
future
and
and
for
for
the
the
rest
rest
of
of
your
your
life,
life,
you
you
will
will
only
only
be
be
attracted
attracted
to
to
sexual
sexual
feel my words and my description of the changes we are about to make penetrate the very center of your mind and feel the joy, the excitement, the bliss that your inner self, the real you, experiences at the knowledge of how your life is about to be changed. And as you feel that bliss, allow every part of your mind to consent to and agree to these changes, and feel your mind tingle with pleasure as you understand that this time there's no going back. This time the changes are forever and now. Princess, make a commitment to yourself, a solemn pledge, a sacred vow, a lifelong promise. From now and for the rest of your life, you will dedicate yourself to the changes we will make in this file. From now and for the rest of your life, you commit to changing your gender to female and changing your sexuality to ensure you are only attracted to men. And you will use the instructions in this file, and they will guide you towards the new life which you desire so much. And know, as you make this commitment now, this commitment that makes you glow with joy, that by making this commitment you are ensuring that these changes are now unavoidable. Good girl, and one last time, make a firm and determined commitment that you are going to work every day to ensure that the changes we are about to make manifest in real changes in your life, your gender, and your sexuality, which can never be undone. Good girl. Just relax for me now, princess. Good girl. Feel the bliss now as you relax so deeply for me now, princess. Feel the bliss, the overwhelming girly joyful giggly bliss you feel every time I call you princess. Good girl. Feel the excitement, the tingle, the happiness, the overwhelming joy every time I call you princess. And understand that this joy, this excitement is your subconscious mind, the inner part of you, the special secret you, expressing true happiness as you become closer to the person you so need to be inside. Attach this feeling of joy and almost overwhelming excitement to the word princess, and attach the word princess to the commitment you have just made to ensure you will work with confidence and determination towards the changes we are about to make. Feel the overwhelming determination that you are going to do this finally and make the changes that your inner mind so desires. Good girl. It is time to begin, princess. And first, princess, I want you to express thanks to the world, to the universe, to life itself, that you have been born at a time when it is acceptable to explore your gender and your sexuality to the fullest. Feel happy and grateful that you are able to make the changes that we are about to discuss. Gender is not about your physical sex. It is not about what you have between your legs, princess. Gender is about how you are socialized, how you choose to dress and express yourself, how you interact with others, your interests and your desires. It is something you can choose, and it is something that can now be easily changed. Some people reject gender roles completely. Until now, you perhaps have rejected the traditionally feminine aspects of your personality. This is not uncommon, princess. Many of those even born genetic women reject the roles that society inflicts on women, but some women are comfortable with gender roles and some are even typical girly girls. And princess, I think we both know that deep down you have no wish to be a tomboy anymore. Yes, princess, your inner mind longs for you to express yourself as a true girly girl. This is your chosen gender expression and it fills you with joy, princess. Feel the bliss, princess, as you understand this completely. You do not wish to be androgynous. You do not wish to be boyish. You are completely and utterly determined to express yourself as the girliest girl you can possibly be from now on. There is debate amongst scientists exactly how much men and women's brain structure may differ, or even if they differ at all. But what is known by science is that through learning, through repetition, and even through pure will, physical changes can be made to the brain. It is possible that this is one of the mechanisms by which society genders us. Everything is different for girls, from the clothes they wear, the movies and TV shows that are aimed at them, the products they use, the books they read, the toys they play with growing up, and the way they are treated by others around them. The reason this is a very exciting thought process is because it means that by experiencing all of the things a woman experiences, then you can make physical changes to your brain which will compel you to act in the female gender for the rest of your life. We can overwrite the man in you, which I think we both know was never very strong in the first place. If you have listened to the first file in this series, you will already have some understanding of how to become the girliest of girls and how to develop a fully girlish mindset. It is not necessary to have listened to this file for the changes we are making now to work, but if you have, then just remember and feel excited about your achievements so far. But it is now time to take things several steps further, princess. Perhaps you have experimented with dressing up, perhaps you have worn some fetish outfits or tried on some lingerie, but it is now time to take things further, princess. It is now time for cosmetics, hairstyles, fashion, and developing a feminine beauty regime. It is now time to understand, as any young woman does, just how important your appearance is, and it is time to begin to learn how to make the best of yourself at all times. Good girl. Relax for me now, princess, and let my words be drawn deeply inside your mind, and make a commitment with me now. From this moment on, you are going to become obsessed with fashion, beauty, and cosmetics. Yes, princess, make a commitment now, and understand that this commitment cannot be undone. From this moment on, you are going to become obsessed with fashion, beauty, and cosmetics. Allow this to sink deep into the core of your being and feel the bliss, feel the joy, feel the anticipation at the happiness that these new interests are going to bring into your life. Feel excited as you understand that you can begin. As soon as this file ends, you can begin to explore your new obsession. There is such a wonderful feminine world to explore, and you are just so eager to get started, and you will begin as soon as this file ends. You know that there are many makeup tutorials on YouTube and elsewhere online. You know that there are many fashion websites and magazines that you can immerse yourself in. You know there are mailing lists you can join to find out about the latest products and fashions. And you understand, as my words fully penetrate your mind, this is not going to be some secret obsession. You are going to share your new love of clothes, makeup, perfume, high heels, lingerie, jewelry, hairstyle, manicures, handbags, panties, and all of the deeply feminine knowledge you are about to gain with the outside world. You just won't be able to help it, princess. You just won't be able to stop yourself, sweetie. When you read about a new lipstick, or a new mascara for longer and thicker lashes, you will just have to try it. Yes, princess, it is time for you to begin collecting a full set of cosmetics and learning how to use them. Just like a young woman blossoming into the world, it is time to learn everything that a young woman learns, to fill your mind with thoughts of cosmetics and beauty techniques and products. Fill your mind with thoughts that can never be undone. You will feel compelled to spend your time browsing drugstores and shopping malls and checking out all of the latest beauty products. And you will slowly develop knowledge of makeup and a beauty regime that will rival that of even the girliest girl. You will start buying women's magazines and reading every single word. And when you give in to your deepest temptation, and you will give in often to your deepest temptation as my words reach out to you. When you find yourself buying not just cosmetics, but beauty products and even feminine hygiene products, you will read every single word on the packaging and you will learn to use them exactly as instructed. And princess, the most exciting thing is that every word you read will help to regender every aspect of your personality, because just like a young woman learns about gender from what she sees and reads, you will now see and read and learn exactly the same things, and similar pathways will start to develop in your mind which are identical to those of a young woman. We are overriding the boy princess, and we are filling your mind up with girly girl. And princess, your new love of cosmetics is only going to be matched from now on by your passion for fashion. Yes, Princess, you are going to be obsessed with the latest styles from now on, and you will dedicate a large part of your life to reading about and learning and studying women's fashion. It's time to expand your wardrobe, Princess, and whilst you still adore the girliest of styles, it is time to start developing a look that will be acceptable and even pretty to the outside world. Yes, Princess, you will not be able to help yourself from now on. When you pass a women's clothes store, you will simply have to enter and start to browse and admire all of the wonderful clothes and all the different colors and styles that are on offer. It will be almost as if you're in a trance as you find yourself drifting into women's fashion stores, and you just won't care who sees you or what they think at all as you find yourself browsing through all the wonderful items they have on sale. And just like a girl, you sometimes will just have an overwhelming compulsion to buy yourself some of those adorable sexy outfits. You will just find yourself standing in line with perhaps a mini skirt, or a baby doll nighty set, or a crop top, or even a pair of women's jeans with delicate feminine stitching. And you will feel elated as you stand in the queue and wait to be served, and feel a ripple of excitement, a tingle of sheer joy as you openly and happily buy yourself some pretty feminine items to wear. Yes, Princess, make a commitment now, at the deepest part of your mind, that from now on you are determined to go out and buy yourself a whole new feminine wardrobe, and you just don't care who knows it anymore. Good girl, make that commitment to you now, sweetie. And Princess, this obsession with fashion and cosmetics and beauty will even extend to those times when perhaps you cannot yet be as feminine as you might like. Yes, Princess, it is scary but exciting, because you are even going to adjust your appearance at those times when you may not yet feel able to fully express your blossoming femininity. You can experiment with unisex clothing, Princess. You can even experiment with wearing clothes designed for women but which perhaps could pass for men's clothes if you don't look too closely. There are so many ways you can express your feminine side, Princess, even in the most restrictive environment. You can pierce your ears. You can have your eyebrows shaped, perhaps just a little. You can wear a feminine scent. You can wear brighter colors and unisex clothes. You can wear jewelry. Perhaps a clear polish on your nails. And of course, Princess, from now on you can always keep your body fully shaved and moisturized, and be sure to wear panties at all times from now on. Yes, Princess, make a commitment at the very center of your mind that you will at all times do everything that is reasonable for the situation to feminize your appearance. Make a commitment that you will keep your body shaved and moisturized, and of course that from now on you will wear panties every single day. Now relax completely and feel the very center of your mind longing for my words. Yes, Princess, feel the girl in you, the girliest girl who has always been there. Feel her longing to hear my words and understand and fully accept that with every word I say, with every commitment you make, she is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger, and feel her now as she takes over completely. Feel that rush of pleasure and excitement, that glowing girlish feeling as she now rushes out from the most inner part of your being and is just so ecstatic at hearing my words finally validate her existence and breathe her into life. Good girl, allow those girlish feelings to wash over you as you relax and listen to my words. Now, Princess, there is more to being a girl than fashion and makeup. Yes, Princess, there is so much more, and to fully regender your identity you need to learn and understand every aspect of being a girl. So as well as visiting websites and buying magazines about fashion and makeup, you need to start to understand the secrets girls have. Yes, Princess, it is time to completely demystify women's bodies and to learn all those things that girls would never tell a guy. Yes, Princess, it is not all tiaras and high heels. You need to fully understand, and even to become an expert in subjects such as menstruation, pregnancy, hormones, and even intimate subjects such as vaginal discharge and feminine hygiene. It is time to completely demystify the female body and completely and fully remove any lingering attraction that may make women's bodies seem exotic, or even that different from your own, you need to read forums aimed at women, and articles in women's magazines, and websites aimed at women's health and learn and digest every word. You need to learn and understand about reproductive health, breastfeeding, smear tests, yeast infections and how to maintain a healthy vagina. Yes, princess, you need to understand that women's bodies are not something to lust over, they are not something that is strange, they are not exotic, and they are not attractive to you anymore. In fact, princess, if you have any interest in women's bodies from now on, it will be almost academic. Almost boring. If by accident you should find yourself faced with a woman's vagina, you will be more interested in the health of any vaginal discharge, or examining it for any signs of infection, than any other purpose. In fact, you may even develop an opinion, a deep-rooted opinion at the very center of your being, that vaginas are a little gross, a little unattractive. You find it hard to even understand why guys like them. They are wrinkly and slimy and can smell. They have blood and piss and mucus constantly running out of them, and whilst this is perfectly normal, it is not something you'd want to put in your mouth. I mean, please, girlfriend. Yes, princess, it is important you understand and make a commitment to yourself that from this moment forward, at the very center of your being, you will understand. Just like every heterosexual woman understands that other women's vaginas are a little gross. This doesn't mean that you would not want a vagina yourself, princess. If that is something you desire, then you understand you can seek counseling and speak to a doctor about making it happen. You understand that a vagina is part of a woman's identity, but you also fully understand, deeply at the core of your being, that to touch another woman's vagina would be a little strange. At most, it would just feel like touching slimy rubber, and it may even feel a little gross. After all, sweetie, people are not aroused by their own genitals. Women are not aroused by their own vaginas. That would be strange. But women do not hate their own vaginas either. It is a paradox, you understand, that even applies to both sexes. A heterosexual guy might kind of like his cock, even like the way it looks, but he would be grossed out by sucking another cock. A heterosexual woman might like her own vagina and the pleasure it gives her, but would puke if she were forced to kiss another vagina. You might long for a vagina or pair of breasts of your own, but the thought of touching another woman's slimy vagina or her lumpy fat bags is a little disgusting to you now. You accept this paradox completely now and understand it is just one of those strange and wonderful things about human sexuality. And we are now making a link between the thought and feel of being grossed out and the thought and feel of slimy, pukey vaginas. We are bringing together a pattern of thoughts at the core of your being. We are establishing new pathways in the neural network of your mind, so prepare your mind to completely accept these instructions and know these connections will stay with you for the rest of your life and cannot be undone and cannot be unheard. We are now joining up in your mind the thought of being slightly grossed out with the thought of touching another woman's slimy vagina. It almost makes you a little queasy. Yes, we are joining up in your mind the feeling of wanting to puke with the feeling of touching another woman's vagina. You almost feel a little queasy in the pit of your stomach as you think of the mucus and the slimy rubbery feel of a woman's vagina. Can you feel a little nausea now? Vaginas make you vomit. They are kind of disgusting. You vomit for vaginas. Feel how icky it makes you feel. Feel it now, how you just feel a little like you might puke. Feel the sensation in your stomach as you imagine the slime. Almost like the feeling of needing to puke. Imagine the feeling of needing to puke. A little nauseous now, and attach that feeling that you might want to puke to the look and smell and rubbery slimy feel of another woman's vagina. Imagine hurling for me now. Imagine how it feels now you vomit for vaginas. Any interest you have in vaginas or chest fat bags or women's bodies generally from now on is purely academic, and the thought of touching a slimy vagina or the bags of fat on a woman's chest now feels a little gross to you. Yes, think of those gloopy fat bags on a woman's chest. You just know they are milk bags full of fat and pus and feel kind of disgusting to touch. You even resent it a little. If another woman wants you to touch her gloopy floppy fat bags or her slimy pukey vagina, you resent it a little. It kind of makes you a little uncomfortable and annoyed that she expects you to become excited by touching her gloopy fat bags or slimy pukey vagina. It's kind of gross and makes your stomach churn a little. You just feel kind of nauseous and you want it to stop. You vomit for vaginas and you barf at breasts. Say it to yourself. You vomit for vaginas and you barf at breasts. Imagine how throwing up feels and tastes and sounds. Imagine the unpleasant sensations. Imagine barfing whilst having to touch a slimy vagina or a woman's gloopy fat bags. Allow yourself to feel the nausea in the pit of your stomach. Feel how disgusted and grossed out and pukey you feel. Imagine it. Visualize how it feels when you want to puke. Imagine it. Feel it and then attach that feeling of wanting to throw up with the touch of a slimy pukey vagina or the feel of a lumpy pus-filled fat bag. Good girl, relax for me now, sweetie. Yes, princess, relax now and let my words penetrate deeper into your mind than ever before. Just breathe now for me, princess, and allow any traces of nausea to fade away and feel relieved. We are no longer talking about slimy vaginas. Breathe for me now, sweetie. Breathe for me now and feel a sparkle all over your body. Feel alive and happy and healthy and understand and allow what just happened to sink in. Understand that you are now physically repulsed by other women's bodies. Know how much more of a girly girl that makes you. Feel a tingle now as you understand. Feel happy and content as your mind accepts from now on. If you find yourself in a sexual situation with a woman, you won't just be immediately embarrassed and ashamed because you know you cannot get hard or aroused for her, but you will have a pretty hard time stopping yourself from barfing all over her. Isn't that exciting, princess? Better not risk it just in case. Boys for you from now on, sweetie. Understand that I am about to issue the most important and life-changing instruction, which will fully be understood at the very center of your mind and every level of your being. Prepare your mind now to allow my instructions to be accepted completely and without reservations, and commit yourself to allowing this instruction to change your life immediately and forever. Open up your mind completely and allow my words to bury themselves at the deepest core of your being. Breathe deeply for me now and relax and understand the following words. Accept the following words completely as part of who you are. We are now turning off any sexual attraction to any woman you might ever meet. We are completely shutting down any possible sexual thoughts about or desire towards women. You understand this, princess? You understand that any attraction you thought you felt for other women was always a sham. You understand that you have just been pretending. You understand now at the deepest level. You see it so clearly that any residual attraction you have ever had towards women was merely a mixture of admiration, a desire to be around them and to emulate them, and social conditioning that you felt you had to obey because of your gender conditioning. And we are stripping that away and you feel so much better. You just feel so much better and happier and lighter that you no longer have to carry all that around with you. There is no pressure to act like a guy and attract women. You do not want to attract women. Understand this at the very core of your being. You will now send out signals, both consciously and unconsciously, to every woman you meet that you are not attracted to her sexually in any way at all. You will even feel happy if women think you are gay. The thought of being confronted with a woman in a sexual situation is frightening to you, but not in an erotic way. It will make you nervous because you don't want to be with a woman like that. And now, princess, we are sending a deep and clear message to any lingering sexual responses you have. We are sending a clear message to your body's fundamental sexual systems. As you understand both consciously and unconsciously that you have no sexual desire for other women, your body is understanding at the deepest level that you have no sexual attraction to women. If you find yourself in a sexual situation with a woman, your body will no longer respond. Your body follows your unconscious mind, and at every level your mind and body now understands and accepts completely that you will not respond to a woman's body, or even a woman's touch, in a sexual way. It is now impossible. It is now simply impossible to think of contact with a woman's body in anything but the most clinical way. Almost as if you are visiting a doctor. Your body simply will not respond. You will not be able to become aroused. In fact, the opposite will happen. You will shrivel away and feel so embarrassed, and you will understand that you can no longer attempt or pretend to have any sexual desire for other women at all. It is now not possible, and any time you try, you will be immediately reminded of this file, and that will trigger your mind and your body and your body's sexual responses to go completely numb and limp. And the touch from now on, the touch of a slimy vagina, will make you immediately go as soft as she is down there. Yes, we are now installing a trigger in your mind, and your mind accepts it completely now. Understand and feel happy now and agree to accept this trigger completely. Just touching a slimy pukey vagina from now on will immediately remind you of this file, remind you completely that you are not sexually attracted to women, remind you completely that you actually feel the touch of a slimy pukey vagina a little gross, and we are now attaching this trigger to your body's sexual responses. We are attaching the feel of a slimy pukey vagina to your own squidgy parts between your legs. And from now on, this trigger, which is deeply installed and will never go away, will always ensure that just touching a slimy pukey vagina makes you go just as soft as she is between your legs. This trigger is now burnt into your mind at the deepest level and will ensure that if you find yourself in a sexual situation with a woman at any point, you will become immediately nervous and agitated and insecure, because you know the second you touch her slimy pukey vagina is the second you will go just as soft as she is, and you will have no sexual response whatsoever from her touch. Feel this commitment at the very core of your being. Understand it now, princess. Feel happy and grateful that this change has been made. Own it, accept it, feel happy and comfortable with this new change. From this moment, and for the rest of your life, you will never be able to become aroused or make love to a woman again, and that's okay. It's really okay. Let this new truth spread throughout your body and mind, through your nerve endings and every possible stimuli response, and understand it completely. You will never be able to make love to a woman again for the rest of your life.
Well, hello, boys.
Good girl. Relax now, princess, and allow this change to sink deeply into the very core of your being. And princess, it is time to fully make a commitment to yourself. We have made the most important change, but, as you promised yourself at the start of this file, there is still work that you need to do to ensure these changes are successful. It is almost like training. Training your mind to create new neural pathways and allowing the old ones to just wither and disappear. So from now on, princess, and understand this at the very core of your being, it is absolutely vital that should you touch yourself, should you feel any kind of sexual arousal, any tingle at all, then you must not think of women, you must not look at women, you must not imagine women. Women must not enter your sexual thoughts at all, and if they do, even for just a second, then you must stop touching yourself immediately. This includes all fantasies involving women of any kind. This includes being dominated by a mistress. You need to submit to a man's body to be sexually aroused. This includes any thoughts of lesbian sex. You need to touch a man's body to be sexually aroused. This even includes any thoughts of shemales. You need a real man's cock to get sexually aroused. Women are just no longer part of your sexual makeup, and you understand this at the very core of your being. You need to kiss a man's body to be sexually aroused. This is so important, princess, that we need to install this instruction deep at the center of your mind. You need to feel a man's body to be sexually aroused. From now on, if you are touching yourself and the thought of any woman flickers into your mind, you will stop what you are doing and immediately feel yourself lose all arousal. You need to think of a man's body to be sexually aroused. It will be automatic. The second the thought of any woman enters your mind, you will immediately stop touching yourself. You just won't be able to help it. You may even feel a little grossed out and you will lose all arousal. You need to kiss a man's body to be sexually aroused. You will not look at pictures of women to become aroused. You will not watch porn films featuring women unless you are able to fully and completely imagine yourself as the woman in the movie. You need to look at a man's body to be sexually aroused. And you will do everything possible to avoid the embarrassment of being in a sexual situation with a woman. You are not attracted to women. You need a man's cock to be sexually aroused. You can think of anything you want when you masturbate, princess. Except other girls, you need the man's cock to be sexually aroused. Yes, you can think about guys and their hard cocks as much as you want, sweetie. You can look at pictures of guys and their muscles and their hard cocks as much as you want. Now isn't that a sexy thought? Doesn't that make you tingle? Such a sexier thought than being with other girls. The thought of a hard pulsing cock in your hands, your mouth, or even buried deep inside you. These are much sexier thoughts than being with another girl. You need to think of a man's body to be sexually aroused. Your tingling body shows just how much you agree with this, princess, and now use the arousal you now feel to send a message to the deepest part of your mind that this is your true sexuality from now on. That tingle is your body telling you what you truly desire. You are a girly girl and you want men, and the manlier the better. Think of a cock and feel the tingle and understand that tingle comes from the very core of who you are, and that tingle you feel when you think of a cock tells you exactly what you need. Understand this and allow these thoughts to sink into your mind now, princess. Relax for me now, princess, and just drift for me now, sweetie, and listen to my words. We need to just take things one step further, princess, and fully ensure that you do not slip back into silly patterns of behaviors that were never the real you. So I am going to introduce a training regime which will help you become who you want, deserve, and truly need to be. I am sure that in the past you have noticed women in the street, at work, and as you go about your daily business. Perhaps you check out every woman you see, scanning her face and body, judging how attractive she is. If you see a couple in the street, perhaps you check out the girl, even secretly so her guy can't see. Perhaps you have looked at women's breasts and their butts, or their legs, or even just their faces and thought they were hot. It is important to understand that this was just a psychological response you have developed due to your gender conditioning. This has been further confused by your desire to look, act, and dress like those girls. You have confused admiration for attraction and the gender conditioning you have received, and the denial you have felt about your true self has produced an entirely distorted misconception about your own sexuality. But it's okay, princess, it's really okay. We can change this. Yes, we are going to change this, sweetie, with a training routine that will easily fit into your everyday life. So relax for me now, princess, and open up your mind and allow my words, my instructions, to fully penetrate your mind. From now on, princess, you are making a commitment to yourself not to even look at other girls. Understand this and accept it now, princess. Understand that this is what your subconscious mind and your true sexuality needs you to do, and then make a commitment that you will make a conscious effort to no longer look at or stare at any women that you meet or even just pass by in the street. This will be difficult, princess. For example, if a woman displaying her gloopy fat bags sits opposite you on the subway or passes you in the street, your previous conditioning will draw your mind towards her cleavage. But we are now introducing a much stronger compulsion to look away. If a woman is walking in front of you with a tight pair of jeans, you will do anything but look at her lumpy ass. This is a commitment you must make now. Avert your eyes, look away, as if you didn't even see, as if you didn't even notice, look away. And as you look away, feel a tingle of excitement as you understand that you are changing, that you are a girl now and you no longer look at other girls this way. And notice this tingle that you feel from not looking at a girl's gloopy fat bags will be far greater than any artificial tingle you ever felt when you stared. By looking away, you will know and understand that you are reconditioning your mind to no longer look at women in a sexual way. By looking away and making sure where you barely even see a woman's butt in her tight jeans or the curve of her breast through her clothing, you will be showing just how much of a girly girl you are truly becoming. Your goal, and understand and make this commitment with me now, is to develop a state where you no longer even notice that a woman is dressed in a sexually provocative way. You may notice how cool her skirt is, or what a gorgeous color her bikini is, but you will not even register even the slightest sexual flicker. You will look away. It will be almost like a trigger. Just the sight of women dressed in tight or skimpy clothing will force you to look away. Your eyes will just move away on their own and it will be impossible to stare anymore. You will just find it so difficult as your subconscious mind takes control. As the girl inside takes control and forces you to look away, forces you not to stare. And princess, you will not even look at her face and start to judge her on how pretty she is. You will just look away. You will look at a guy instead and think about his cock. And I am now going to install a technique to help you redefine how you view and look at women completely. From now on, the only thing you will notice about any woman you meet is her shoes and if she has won her bag. This is the only thing you will see and you will have an opinion. Do you like her shoes? Does her bag look expensive? Is it a little shabby? Is she in sneakers or heels? Would you wear shoes like that? Are they your style? From now on, whenever you see a woman in the street, or pass a woman at work, or sit opposite a woman on the subway, all you will notice is her shoes and bag. You will not even look at her face. You will certainly not look at her body. Shoes and bags, princess, these are your obsession now. And only when it is automatic that you only look at a woman's shoes and her bag. Only when the first thing you notice about every woman you see is her shoes or her bag. Only then can you go on to admire the rest of her clothes. When it is simply automatic that you no longer look at a woman's legs, or her breasts, or her butt, or even her face, but instead look at and have an opinion on her shoes and her bag. And only when you have learned and fully understood that not looking at a woman is now more exciting to you than staring at her like some pervert, only when it is simply automatic that you no longer notice a sexy woman in the street, but you notice a pair of Jimmy Choo's or a Versace handbag, only then can you go on, princess, and begin to admire the rest of her clothing, her skirt, her dress, her top, her jewelry, even her makeup, and her hairstyle. But the second you have a sexual thought, princess, the second you think that you might have looked in a sexual way, in the way that a guy looks at a woman, then from that moment, princess, it is simply back to shoes and bags until you fully understand that you no longer respond to women in a sexual way anymore, and this is a change you fully accept, embrace, and will continue for the rest of your life. And it will make you tingle, sweetie, that from now on you are more excited by seeing a pair of fashionable high-heeled shoes or a stylish handbag than you are by looking at a skimpily dressed woman. You need to look at a man to be sexually aroused, and that tingle will grow as you realize that every woman you pass by will automatically sense that you have no sexual interest in her at all. Yes, every woman you meet or even pass by in the street will subconsciously sense that you are like her, and that you are not threatening or sexual. In fact, you need to touch a man to be sexually aroused. You are just one of the girls who is more interested in the shoes she wears than the slimy, pukey vagina between her legs, and that thought will make you tingle. It will make you tingle because you will realize that the women you meet will pick up signals that you need to look at a man to be sexually aroused, and the thought will make you think of a cock, and that will make you tingle as you understand that you are becoming more and more of a girly girl every single day. And you know just how excited a girly girl feels when she sees a pair of killer heels or a stylish bag she adores, and you will learn to feel the same excitement. You will understand that you are far more interested in the shoes a girl is wearing than her gloopy fat bags. You are going to train your eyes, along with your mind, body, and sexual systems to treat the sight of a woman just the way any other heterosexual woman does. So shoes and bags only from now on, princess. You can still pick up style and fashion tips from the displays in store windows or women's magazines, but not from staring at other girls. Not for a while anyway. Shoes and bags only until you feel fully confident that you will not look at a woman in a sexual way ever again, and then you can begin to check out the rest of women's outfits. outfits, their makeup and hairstyles. But remember this exercise, princess, and allow your subconscious to make a commitment that if you ever feel yourself slipping back, if ever in your life you imagine yourself looking at another woman in a sexual way, then it is back to shoes and bags until you learn to fully integrate into your personality and responses your complete lack of sexual interest in women. You can always notice guys, princess. Redirect any sexual energy you feel into thinking about guys and their cocks. From now on, of course, you can check out hot guys. Check out their muscles, their butts, the bulge in their pants. Yes, princess, you are going to replace staring at women in the street with staring at guys, and this will be so arousing to you now. It will be the sexiest thing that if you see a couple walking toward you, then you will not even notice the woman, except for perhaps her shoes and her bag, but you will notice the guy. You will check him out. You will give him a score out of 10. You will imagine him kissing you and holding you. Yes, princess, you will even feel a little jealous that it isn't you with that guy. That he isn't holding your hand and taking care of you. That it won't be you who gets to go home with him and suck his cock. Yes, princess, this is your new obsession, and this is an obsession that we will take to new heights in the next file in this series. Now just breathe for me now, princess, relax. Absorb and accept everything in this file that we have been talking about, and understand and accept that this will be your life now as you develop into the girliest girl you could possibly be. You are going to become obsessed with learning about fashion and makeup and all kinds of feminine things, and this will be a wonderful experience as you fill your mind with the girliest thoughts possible and wipe away, just right over any trace of man that was left. You have accepted this change and you feel the bliss at the glowing ball of you, and with me you commit that from now on you will do everything possible to become the girliest girl in every area of your life. You are going to feminize your appearance and aim to send a message to the world, even when you are not fully dressed as a woman, that you are a girl, and that is how you simply expect the world to treat you from now on. You now understand that you can no longer become sexually aroused with a woman, and even if you find yourself in a sexual situation with another girl, you will become uncomfortable and will certainly not be able to become hard. You need to be with a man to be sexually aroused. In fact, even the touch of her slimy, pukey vagina will be enough to make what's between your legs go as limp and soft as what she has between her legs. You need to touch a man to be sexually aroused. You understand that breasts are just bags of fat, and you know guys like them. You know that you might even like breasts of your own, but you certainly have no desire to touch the breasts of another woman. In fact, that thought makes you feel kind of gross. You need to feel a man's firm chest to be sexually aroused. Yes, princess, now make these decisions about your life from now on at the very center of your being. Understand and accept the changes and feel the happiness this brings. You will no longer stare at women in the streets. You will have more interest in a woman's shoes than checking out her body, and in fact you get a far bigger tingle of excitement from seeing a pair of must-have killer heels than you ever did from checking out a woman in a sexual way. From now on you only check out guys and their bodies and fantasize about men only, and this change is the most exciting change of all, princess, as you understand that becoming boy crazy will make you the girliest girl you can possibly be. Relax for me now, princess, and just take a moment for everything we have discussed to fully sink into all areas of your mind. Good girl. And feel yourself starting to awaken a little for me now, princess. Feel excited and sparkly and relaxed and so happy about the choices we have made today that you will feel as if you are walking on a cloud for the rest of the day. And remember to listen to this file regularly, and even if you ever have the slightest doubt about the path you have taken, then you will feel an overwhelming urge to listen to this file, and that will help to put you back on the right path to being the girliest of girls, and that will make you feel just so blissful and happy. Remember that one last thing for me now, princess. Anytime you feel the slightest doubt, you will remember this file and have an immediate compulsion to listen again. Good girl. Wake up for me now, princess. Princess. start to come to full awareness, Princess, feeling happy, refreshed and determined to make all the changes we have discussed happen as completely and fully as possible. Wake up feeling happy, blissful and like you are walking on a cloud, but understand you also now have a feminine determination to make sure that all the changes we have discussed now take place as quickly and completely as possible in your life. We have made a decision together and made changes based on that decision that will affect the rest of your life, and you are finally about to accept and become the person you have for so long truly wanted and needed to be. Yes, Princess, it has happened. You are that girl now. You are the girliest girl you can possibly be, and you are going to be that way forever, Princess. Good girl. Wake up for me now, Princess. Wake up now, Princess, and feel the bliss, the sheer and total joy of finally being the girliest of girls. Goodbye, Princess.